Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman on this, the 23rd day of April, 2024. It's Tuesday. I'm Doug Hagman. Thank you for your belief and trust in me and this platform. Appreciate all. Appreciate you tuning in. I have a favor to ask, and that is please subscribe to us on Rumble and or Brighteon. There you can comment. And speaking of comments, I'm going to address something that I read yesterday.
And this was your birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was. Thanks for reminding me.
How was
again,
it?
Yet again. I wasn't. It was fine. It was just fabulous. I was in bed by 8:30, up at 3:30, so it's all good. Okay. Yeah, us old guys. And I got shuffleboard scheduled for later. No, I'm kidding. But no.
Shuffleboard and pudding.
Pudding, my pudding cup. Doing the Biden shuffle, right? Yeah, that's not even funny anymore. Okay, this is something I want to hit real quick. We have Austin Brower coming on. But here's something I want to hit. And that's, I read a comment yesterday on yesterday's program. And at first I was really pissed off, really angry.
It said happy birthday.
Well, that too, but that's because of you, and you're still going to get it. I'm gonna post a picture of you and your Speedos up here. But anyway,
no shame.
put that Pringles can back, will you? All right. Jeez.
Sour cream and onion.
I got nothing. I got nothing. All right. The comment was this, we spoke about the election, the state of everything yesterday, the West, but the election, but the comment was this, basically, I'm going to read it to you. You guys are missing the point when you keep saying if Trump doesn't get reelection, that we would not last another 4 years, ? After that. So your faith and principles are base, a little improper grammar there, on a man, ? Not Jesus, period, ? Okay, yeah. Jesus has say what or where this country is headed, not man. Well, let me tell you something. Number one, faith without works is dead. And if you think I'm going to sit on my freaking couch and let this country go down the shitter because of communist leftist bastards out there who want to burn this place down to the ground and take away the future of my grandchildren, I ain't cut out like that. And if you are, go with God. Go with God, Godspeed, and get the hell out of my way.
You're not going to write Jesus on the ballot form?
I'm not going to. Yeah. Yeah, last time I checked, Jesus was not running. Okay, now, I'm not angry at the commenter. I encourage all comments, whether I agree or disagree. But here is the sad truth, okay? We have an election coming up. You have the communist, leftist, Islamic libtards out there, and every one of their demonic minions attempting to keep Trump out of office to the point where they will kill him. Okay, they absolutely will kill him. I have no doubt in my mind about that. You have Hillary, also known as Jabba the Hutt, sitting back behind her microphone, flapping her fat gums about how authoritarian Donald Trump would be and is. Hey, look in the mirror, bitch. Look in the mirror. I'm tired of all of this. But more to the point, I'm going to hurry this up. More to the point. And yeah, I that's exactly what
your
I said.
Your language is offensive.
Yeah, you want to see offensive? I haven't even begun to become offensive yet. I don't look. I am who I am, and I'm not going to change. Well, I will attempt to change, obviously, improve my Christian walk, but in terms of my carnal feelings about the state of our world right now, I will not let these people win. I will not let these bastards win. So to that commenter.
We need leaders.
We need leaders.
Not afraid to flip a table.
Exactly. Because, by the way, there was an article in American Thinker today. The losers will lose everything. And that's by Robert Arve. You know, the specter of another 4 years of what we've gone through in the past 3.3 years, it means another 40. It really means the end of our republic. Massive, absolutely massive government-sponsored illegal immigration. Illegal invasion, my word, will lead to demographic changes that we can never recover from. We cannot outbirth that invasion. We can't do anything about that except to massively stop it right now and then massively deport. You know, if called, I will serve and frag people down there at the southern border. I will shoot coyotes, okay? Absolute, without a problem, right between the eyeballs. I don't have a problem with that. And I would go home and sleep like a baby at night. Okay, not a problem. Drug couriers, cartel leaders, I have no problem getting rid of them, putting them in a deep six, or just whack and stack. I got no problem with that. And if you have a problem with me saying that, change podcasts. But here's the situation. The left is, the bottom line, the left will, they intend to win at all costs, which is why President Trump is in the courtroom for 8 weeks out of the campaigning while Joe Potato Head Biden is shuffling around places in Pennsylvania and spewing lies. All right. Real quick, before I bring Austin Brewer on, cut one of the source video. People are noticing mainstream media, my mainstream media, they're noticing things. This is a minute long, less than a minute long. Listen to this. This is from Dan Bongino yesterday. This is cut one.
Folks, listen, man, there's some like spiritual stuff going on right now. I don't know. I don't know if you agree with me or not. Tucker had an appearance on Rogan's show, generated a lot of controversy, Tucker Carlson. But there was one part he brought up. I'll get to it a little later. But Evita, you agree there's something spiritual like going on right now? There's like some spiritual warfare, folks. I'm not your preacher, but I love Jesus, man, a lot. Like, I'm amazed that this failed human being, that he still talks to me and takes me in, is incredible. I'm such a mess, but there's some spiritual stuff going on right now, man. This is like evil, deep stuff. And I feel like if you and I don't stand up, like, you let that evil in. Once you let that evil in, man, it's just like a cancerous tumor. It just spreads and spreads, but the cancer's contagious. It's respiratory, man. You breathe it on other people. That evil is here.
There are three more cuts from that source video, which was episode 2234 from Dan Bongino. And basically, he's talking about the evil. We are fighting evil. Now, obviously, this is a spiritual battle, but it's also present in the physical. And I want people to really understand that. It's our duty to fight that evil here in the physical. And I'm proud to have with me in the fight against that evil Austin Brewer from healthmasters.com. And, you know, to help us do, or to help us engage in battle and to keep us healthy, hence the name Health Masters, are some quality, the highest quality nutritional supplements you can ever ask for. And I'm talking about whether it's a multivitamin, vitamin C with antioxidants, powder, capsule, whatever they got it. They've got the everyday nutritional supplement. They've got kits, for example, basic healthy lifestyle kit. They've got other packages. But the thing is, the quality is unsurpassed in terms of nutritional supplements. And, oh, by the way, it's time to prepare. They have food buckets that are organic. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, the there are companies I will not even advertise, okay, in terms of, you know, emergency food supply, because it tastes like cardboard and it's all BS and it's high caloric, low in protein. No, not here. And while you go to healthmasters.com, you can also go and listen to the 10,000 Brewer Show, which I do as many times as I possibly humanly can. They've got a great podcast, and it's an information download. It's an hour a day, and I tell you what, don't miss it. That's on the upper right-hand corner of the page. But to make up for some lost time, Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. Austin, I'm not the happiest camper today, but how you doing, brother? You're muted. I can't hear you. I'm going to start singing show tunes right now, folks. Hold on a second here. Just give a shout when you get that taken care of, and we'll bring you right on. But again, healthmasters.com, that's the place to go. But as I was saying, folks, look, for Christian conservatives, we're at war, and you better damn well understand we are at war. We're at war with people who hate us, who want us dead. By any means possible. You see what's going on at the university, New York or Columbia, Columbia University and other of the other Ivy League schools. You see what's going on? That in part is leftist and even rhino funding, along with the importation of multiple Hamas and Hezbollah supporters by way of the southern border, some through the northern border, some illegally, others groomed. So understand what we're fighting. But the bottom line here is whoever regains power, if we have an election this year, whoever gains power, the other side is going to be in a world of hurt for quite a long time. Conversely, if Donald Trump does win, he's going to be constantly fighting this battle against the deep state, hopefully smarter this time. All right, Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. How can you hear me and can you talk? You can talk, but can you be heard? Okay. You might have to select the right microphone. That Eric's telling me that in my ear, so... I don't know what system you're using, so I don't know how to do it. Okay. Eric the Tech is going to give you a call to bring you on. Hate that when that happens. Right before airtime, we lost our power twice. And it's not the power outage that does anything. It blipped on and blipped off, okay? Not long enough for the emergency backup power to come on, but just in that spot where it just screws everything up. So, anyway. But, folks, I would urge you, and I'll put this in the program notes at HagmanPI.com for today's program. I would urge you to read the article by Robert Arve, Ed American Thinker. He could have gone on for another 6 or 7 pages. But this invasion that we're witnessing, this 702, by the way, the 702 issue of the FISA deal, it's a huge deal. And the funding bills, the funding of Ukraine, of Israel, of Taiwan, that also builds in there, built into the, those funding or the funding bill, okay, is a lot of just wackadoodle stuff. And Johnson, the Speaker of the House, went along with this. Now, I do believe, like many others I've spoken with, many other people close to the political machinery of Washington, D.C., I suspect, given the composition of the House and the fact that you've got a number of traitorous rhinos, and I'm being very charitable about that, Republicans in name only, of course, but they are, they're working for another agenda. I do suspect that if we see any kind of recall on Speaker Johnson, I do believe that it's, we're going to end up with Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. I believe that because of their, at this point, all the stops are pulled out by the left, every single stop. And then yesterday I mentioned, and I played Cheryl Atkinson, who said, look, the intelligence community, you know, they were going to, the FBI, they were going to plant child porn on my husband's computer. Okay. When she started, I don't want to say being a whistleblower, but that had amount to what she was. The issue with that, of course, is you've got compromise everywhere. All right. I think I hear Austin. Austin, you there? You sound like you're talking through a bouncing basketball. Just saying. Let's see here. Okay, Eric the Tech, I'm going to let you handle that, my man. Because, Austin, I love you, man, and I want to hear what you got to say because you got a lot of good stuff to say. So we're going to get you right. But the entire purpose, going back to the original, the first cut from the source video of Dan Bongino, there's three additional cuts. Listen to them all. Again, he reiterates the evil that we face. He also talks about the war, the political war against President Trump by way of Letitia James and how the left has flipped the script and all of that. That's cut three and then cut four. Very interesting cut, which features, of all people, just a man I absolutely detest, and that's Bill Maher. But the war against children, even Bill Maher, apparently that might be a bridge too far for him. Okay, so a very interesting evolution of that program, that segment, and that's episode 2234 from Dan Bongino. But as I was saying, with what we're facing right now, with respect to the political machinations of the House, the Senate, the money that's going overseas, it is absolutely incredible. Ben Hartwell, talking with Steve Bannon, was talking about a German businessman investing in Ukraine the last 4 years. And this is important for people to get. The last 4 years, the first year, and I believe it was in the gaming and gambling industry, but the first year he made $250,000, cleared that, and then gradually ended up at $208 million in terms of not just revenue but profit. Well, the Zelensky and the oligarchs in Ukraine turned around and said, the only way you can keep operating, this is kind of a blackmail situation, is if we set you up in this industry, but we take 50%, we get a 50% VIG. That's how this Ukrainian money laundering operation is operating. Now, Ben Swan, if you didn't see yesterday's program, it was very clip-heavy very cut heavy. I would ask that you go back and watch yesterday's show, because there were some extremely informative cuts of video in that embedded in that show. The links, obviously, credit where credit is due. The links are underneath the headline of that show as well at HagmanPI.com. But here, again, here's the thing. You have out-of-control spending. And also, on the comments, you know, if I, I mentioned about gold, the price of gold rising. No, I look, if you don't think I understand, it's not the price of gold rising, it's the value of the dollar falling. I get that. Okay. It's not, I mean, thank you. Thank you for that. But I needn't be educated on that. And I think other people do. But conversationally, sometimes I think just rather than having to explain the mechanics of that, you've got to get through it. But are we ready? You just let me know when we're ready. Okay. All right. But the other part of that, and this is something that I found on the Conservative Treehouse as well, that plays into this whole thing. When I say this whole thing, I mean the battle that we face, the battle in which we find ourselves. What are we looking at with President Trump? You're looking at a guy, an outsider, an unapproved politician, right? Essentially, somebody who's not going to play ball with the deep state. Yeah, I mean, there might have to be some concessions made. But there is a war inside the Beltway that impacts the entirety of the U.S. and the entirety of the West. And this is... I can think of no better. I don't think I can think of any better example than Speaker Johnson changing his mind, for example, on FISA and pushing a FISA bill. There it is right there. Go deep. Speaker Johnson changed mind on FISA / deep state after lobbying from Pompeo and intelligence community. Well, Mike Pompeo, I should add, heavy in the intel community, intelligence community, he was the guy that lobbied President Trump so hard against the release of the JFK, the remaining JFK files. Now, why do I mention that? For context, I suppose. But you talk about a deep state member, a member of the deep state. Mike Pompeo is one. But in this article, Johnson lobbied or was lobbied by former CIA director Mike Pompeo and current officials from the CIA, the DNI, and the IC, the intelligence community. The effort and his son, and this is important because this kind of goes to motive, if you will. If this were a criminal investigation, this would go to motive. His son, Johnson's son, is starting at the Naval Academy. That's what changed Johnson's mind about allowing the U.S. intel community to have its full support in the IC war against the American people. All right? You've got greed, you've got avarice, you've got self-enrichment. But it's also propelled by what? What we opened with. Demonic forces, I believe, working against any Christian conservative, anyone who is pushing for the good of this country. Tucker Carlson got into an interesting interview. I think it was with Joe Rogan. And, you know, frankly, I'm not a Rogan fan, okay? I'm really not. And I think Carlson held back a little bit talking about UFOs and stuff like that, but about UFOs being hyperdimensional demonic entities. That's what was mentioned. So, again, the reason I brought that up initially with Mongino and now Carlson is the fact that I do believe people are beginning to realize that this is a spiritual battle. But by the same token, we can't sit on our hands. We can't, as humans and as warriors for Jesus Christ, for good in this country, in the West, we cannot afford to sit on our hands. Before I forget, folks, look up the changes of the designs of state flags. That's not on any show prep material whatsoever. I happened to think of this. I was watching one of the news programs. A couple of states have changed the designs on state flags. They've taken the artwork off of the state flags and in one case put an eight-pointed star, very important to the Islamic agenda, Islamic ideology, I'm sorry, and agenda, same thing, on the state flag. I think one was Minnesota, for example. Oh, what a surprise there, right? So keep that in the back of your mind. Kind of random thoughts flying in and out. But with respect to Johnson, when you look at the deep story, when they say, Sundance says go deep, and by the way, Sundance is, you better pay attention to what he writes. When he goes deep, he goes deep. He writes that the story about, for example, Johnson putting forth his full support to the intelligence community. Oh, and yeah, by the way, my son is going to Naval Academy. Oh, you know, and then Pompeo and others from the CIA, DNI, and other members of the intelligence community banging on him. And I do suspect, you know, telling him, well, you know, look, you got a son, you want him to be very successful. You love your son, right? Then you're going to listen to what we have to say. Now, that would not work on me. All right, I'm sorry, that would not work on me. I'd rather have my son, my daughter, whatever, work mopping floors. Because otherwise, we will not have anything left. But he writes, the story is shared by CNN, the official outlet for perspectives and viewpoints held by the U.S. State Department, which is the CIA. Okay, I mean, that's simple as that. So keep the narrative origination in mind and the key points as written in the article, which are highlighted. And don't forget, Ukraine is nothing more, and again, that's a globalist playground for money laundering, for child trafficking, for sex trafficking, for child sex trafficking, two different things, and a number of other unsavory activities. But the speaker's embrace of Ukraine aid represents this remarkable evolution for Johnson, who voted against funding for the country as a rank-and-file member, but almost right away after securing the speaker's gavel, he started to hear directly from critical Republican national security voices, including Pompeo, who really impressed upon him the urgent need to approve assistance for Ukraine in its fight against Russia's invasion. Folks, money is not going to help this. You can throw as much money as it's not going to help it. That money is not being really used. It's not being audited. It's not really being accounted for or used for military equipment. Understand that. And understand how Ukraine and Hunter Biden and the Biden family are connected, as well as the weaponization of the Department of Justice. It didn't start with Obama and Holder, but it was perfected with Obama and Holder. And if you want to know who's behind, for example, who's behind Donald Trump sitting in the courtroom right now, look no further than Barack Hussein Obama and the powers around him. Because Joe Biden, frankly, number one, isn't that smart. Number two, is not there. And three, is just a meat puppet for the globalists. We're going to try this again. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Yes. There you go. How you doing?
We're up and running, bro. I went old school running a mic again with doggone a headset that works really good. And we're hot and running today. It has been a heck of a day. And actually, I was trying to get everything situated earlier because we actually just got, I was running real behind schedule on it. We got the pallet of the purple sticks in, back up and running. So that's why it's been such a crazy day. They literally decided they were going to show up like at 11:45. So I was over there trying to make sure the pal was like, listen, I don't care what's going on right now. I got to make sure these pallets get off the truck and into my shop. I'm not waiting on any more delays. So lest anybody's waiting on them, they're here. I ran a pack earlier, and now I'm sweating. So we're good to go.
I'm glad. Look, you know what? I'm going to turn obviously we can have a discussion, but I'm going to turn the rest of the time we have over to you. Whatever's on your heart, your mind, and your radar, just unload, my brother.
Well, I think, you know, you recovered some of the stuff earlier, and I know you've looked at it yesterday. You know, what we witnessed with this bill passage, not only with the unfettered surveillance now with the NSA and the CIA that's blatantly saying that, I mean, essentially they're going to wiretap, and not just wiretap, they're going to monitor anything and everything everybody does at any time without a warrant. We already knew a lot of stuff's been going on with the NSA. This isn't new information, but now it's to the point now where they're blatantly coming in and saying, like, we're going to do it. We're going to tell you we're going to do it. And there's not a damn thing you're going to do about it anymore, because essentially they think the American population is so insouciant that they're just going to go along with this. And then you've got the most disturbing thing that I witnessed all weekend. And I know you saw this too. And it made me nauseous when I saw it, was watching some of the footage of in the congressional chambers with a plethora of Congress waving Ukrainian flags after they passed this bill, as far as the national security supplemental flag. And I know you brought it up, and I think people need to realize now at this point that we no longer have a operational republic. It's gone completely rogue. I mean, that's very clear with this now. As you mentioned earlier, this $60 billion, I mean, look at this. Look at this complete and total piece of vile filth handing out Ukrainian flags to everyone in the U.S. congressional chambers. How in the heck is this not bringing in treasonous charges on individuals that are doing this? This is treason.
If I can add this is why we are losing. We are not playing, as Bannon, Steve Bannon says, smash mouth. They are.
Yeah.
They're playing for keeps. We're back here trying to be, oh, so nice. Oh, don't say that naughty word. Oh, just calm down. Bullshit. Okay, no, you know what? We're coming after you both barrels. And I mean both barrels, as in gun, in my view, for any treasonous, traitorous activity that has been proved and, of course, adjudicated. That's the way it should be. So, but yes, that to me, who do those people represent? Certainly not
right.
Me. Go ahead,
right.
Sir. Go ahead.
I mean, here's the irony about it. You got $60 billion, $100 billion for this bill. More's going to Israel, and you can't say anything about Israel now. You're anti-Semitic. Everybody's made that clear cut now. You question what they're doing to the Palestinians. It's anti-Semitic. You question giving the money. It's anti-Semitic. You question anything about anything that Israel does now. It's anti-Semitic, which is funny to me, too, because I don't remember voting on giving more money to Israel or any other country of that ad. And what's crazy about this as well is that you're watching this happen in real time. And at the same time, you know, we've got the weaponized Department of Justice coming after individuals still to this day because they walked up steps at the Capitol grounds, yet we're giving $61 billion to Ukraine that we're borrowing from the Federal Reserve at 5.5% to 6% interest with a loan to give to another country so they can essentially money launder it. And I was talking to a friend of mine that used to do contract work and certain other phases of military contract work. And I asked him any of his take on this and what he's been hearing and stuff that's been going on. And he flat out told me there is a large amount of discussions that there's a significant portion of Congress that is getting very, very handsome, sizable sums of money in offshore trust accounts that essentially they can't really be tied back to. but they have access to later on in the future. And this is one of the reasons why you saw them so excited, because it was like, it was almost like they hit like a sales number. It was like a sales team projection in the room. And all of a sudden they said, hey guys, listen, we just hit our sales number. We just did another $60 billion bonus. And guess what? You're going to be getting a part of it. So just be aware, you know, that offshore account over in, you know, Europe, it's got $4, 5, 6 million deposited into it now. Congratulations. It just went through and you can now have access to that whenever you want to go somewhere. And you can use it as essentially a slush fund. And that's essentially what he told me right now. There's a lot of discussions on that because he said there's no reason why anyone in Congress who represents the people by the people would even be remotely excited about this, considering the fact that the last poll was shown that 78% of Americans that were asked in the poll if they supported sending more money to Ukraine in our current economy. 78% said no, absolutely not. So if you have over three quarters of the population in the United States saying, no, how about that $60 billion if you're going to take a loan on it? We redirect it in the United States and start working on infrastructure, start working on all these host of problems. I don't know, like maybe securing the border. And what's crazy, too, what a lot of people have not looked at is that in this bill that they went through on there, they also have another $3.5 billion that's allocated to the department, essentially of going in and reallocating and relocating refugees and migrants and refugees. So when Congress passed this bill,
that's on page 11. Yes.
Yes. $3.5 billion is earmarked, and I quote, migration and refugee assistance for the State Department to address humanitarian needs of vulnerable population and communities. There is nothing about this that's even remotely direct of where the money's going. It's absurdly broad. It's like a brushstroke. They just $3.5 billion to essentially the State Department. And what's gone into, if you look at it, essentially the funds are going to be used to pay the NGOs coordinating the illegal invasion of the southern border. People wanted to know where this money was coming from. Now you know. It's right here, right in front of us. $3.5 billion to the State Department for vulnerable population and communities, broad stroke on it. Remember, last 2 years ago when all this stuff was happening, and I brought it up on our show earlier this week, and I talked about it on your show years ago too, when they had, you know, the 50 or 60,000 migrants that were coming up from Argentina. And I did the math on it, and I said, dude, you got 50, 60,000 people, okay? I mean, that's an enormous population to be on a foot track. And it's a 2,500-mile rough track from Argentina, I think, to the southern border of the United States. That's like traveling from California to Florida on foot the entire way. And I said, who's feeding 50,000 people a day? You can't fit that many MREs in your backpack for that long of a trip. It's going to take you months to go that long on foot. Who's supplying the water? You need at least a gallon of water a day per person. I mean, you're talking 50,000 gallons of water a day, water filtration, shoes, clothing to supply that many people. There's no way that you're carrying all that on your person with that many people. And people went, well, that's an interesting question, Austin. I said, why is nobody asking it? Well, now you know where the money's coming from. Now you know who's supplying it, who's doing resupply logistics, who's getting the stuff to these individuals, because this isn't organic. And so what we just watched, and this is why Ron Paul put this article out. I mean, a lot of people sent it to me over the weekend. I read it as well. And that's what he titled it. He said, Ron Paul, final nail in America's coffin. When future historians search for the final nail in the U.S. coffin, they may pinpoint April 20th, 2024, the day Congress funded multiple wars, eroded privacy further, and granted the president power to selectively shut down the internet. And that's essentially what they did now with this aspect of this TikTok ban. I've told you before on our show, we talked about it in detail when they were first discussing it. Like, I have TikTok. I don't like TikTok. I'm a health master on TikTok. I am not a TikTok proponent. However, what I do not support under any circumstances is allowing a rogue government to come in and start dictating what websites and what social media platforms are allowed and not allowed to be used out in public society if they're not breaking any type of violations and standards. You know, you've got enormous amounts of child pornography that goes out over there, human trafficking that's enormously high, the highest it's ever been, especially this trafficking that's going on at the southern border. No, when did you hear a bill about that? When you hear anything discussed in Congress about trying to basically spend billions of dollars to combat child pornography and child trafficking and human sex trafficking in the United States, where's the $3.5 billion for that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know,
where's that at?
The numbers, by the way, work out to you could have built the southern border in the initial funding of Ukraine. You could have built the southern border, six walls. And it's just incredible how things are. And by the way, I want to mention for the purists out there, and I love you because you do the dig, you do the deep dive. Austin Brower was referencing H.R. 8034 in that $3.5 billion to NGOs. Okay, so look up H.R. 8034. And that will give you the text and go to page 11 and you can see exactly what he's talking about. Okay, sir, go ahead. Continue.
No, yeah, you're spot on with that. And so, again, you know, what we just witnessed was such a slap in the American population's face when we have an all-time inflationary rate high as far as in this century, when we're watching things get exponentially more expensive every single month, so to speak, when we've got interest rates that are out of the roof with mortgages and homes and car loans, we're dealing with stagflation is what we're dealing with. You know, interest rates are not going down and the inflationary rate is not going down. Stuff is getting more and more expensive by the month. And at the same time, we feel that Congress is doing our best for by giving $100 billion to other countries. And so, again, it's not even a question of like, well, you know, maybe it was this mistake. Maybe it was this problem. Maybe it was that. No, they're blatantly doing it in our face now. And it was interesting because I read an article. Somebody brought this up. And it was an interesting article because it made me think about it a lot. And there's that film that came out, Civil War. I saw it with a couple of my buddies
yes.
A week and a half ago. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't. No, I haven't, but I've heard a lot. I've heard a lot about it. Go ahead.
It's very, I mean, it's not a feel-good movie. The end of the movie is very, I mean, the whole movie is disturbing, to be honest with you. It's interesting though because the way they did the film, they intentionally didn't really put any type of political sides on it. It doesn't discuss how the war started. It doesn't really discuss how it ended. It really just cuts in the middle of it with following journalists that are going up to D.C. to try to get an interview with the president, who's essentially done the same thing. He's gone rogue and he's done, you know, airstrikes on U.S. citizens and certain aspects of it. I'm not going to give you the whole thing. But there's a scene in the movie where these guys are talking to this one group of individuals and they're pretty crazy. They're killing a lot of people. And they said, dude, you can't do this to us. We're Americans. And he looks at him, he goes, okay, what kind of Americans are you? What kind of Americans are you? And that's kind of the point now. I think the question that it is disturbing as that film is, and a lot of stuff that I'm not going to promote, but there's kind of that point now in this place in society, this pivotal point where people got to start asking themselves, what kind of American are you? Are you going to be the blind sheep American that's just going to keep regurgitating what everybody's telling you on mainstream media and what the majority of these compromised pastors are telling you from the pulpit and how you need to keep giving your money and donations to Israel and how you need to support Congress supporting Israel? Because, of course, if you don't support Israel, then essentially you're cursed. If you don't support Ukraine, essentially you're supporting Russia. If you don't support more wireless spying, you know, essentially to monitor you everywhere you go, you're supporting the terrorists. If you ever notice now, and I've watched this a lot over the last 15 to 20 years in the United States, every time a government element is trying to force people to allow things to happen, to accept things that they essentially don't want to normally accept, they give you only a left-right paradigm. They always do this. They never allow you to make your own decision. They put you in a box. They do this intentionally. This is from a psychological standpoint. Like George Bush. George Bush did it very well, as dumb as he was after 9/11, is he went in and he said, you're either with us supporting the Iraq invasion or you're with the terrorists. You're with us as Americans or you're with the terrorists. There was no question about were there really weapons of mass destruction with Saddam Hussein? Were there really the atrocities that were going on over there? Were there really these things that warranted going and doing a full-blown ground invasion over there and protracting out in a 20-year war, stemming down to Afghanistan and all these other countries? Was there any question of, is this a financially reasonable thing to do? Is this worth the loss of life with U.S. citizens? Is any of this stuff a good idea? No. You could not question anything, because if you question anything, you automatically were branded being a terrorist supporter. If you essentially said, okay, then I support everything that the country's going to do, you had to blindly support everything, everything in unison. not 20%, not 30%, because if you didn't support 100% of what they said they were going to do with our operations, you, again, were a terrorist supporter. They did the same thing now with the whole context with Israel. You either support everything Israel's doing and butchering Palestinians, or you're a Hamas terrorist supporter. That's what we're doing. We're fighting the Hamas terrorists. You understand? That's why we have to give them more money. So, I mean, make sure, everybody, you pay your taxes on April 15th because, you know, Ukraine's, they're relying on you. They need more money for their offshore accounts so Zelensky can go buy more mansions and the congressional leaders can basically get their slush funds accounts. And so, again, it goes back to exactly what I said. Are you going to be an American that blindly keeps following this stuff, or are you going to start raising concerns, start asking questions? Because so many people now I've watched, they just quietly just, I don't want any conflict. I don't want to bring a topic up. I don't have any issues. This is what we're going to say. This is how we're going to say it. And you can't question anything that's happening right now. So again, that's why I've been so in just encouraging people to really get your head right, get your mind right, do your own research, do your own digging, and come to your own conclusion on it. And another reason thing, too, is keeping your body and your mind healthy, exercising, staying fit, staying active, keeping cardiovascular exercise top tier. So if you've got to run, if you've got to move, if you've got to do things, you have the ability to do so. And you're not wheezing out of breath after you take 4 or 5 long jog runs because you're, you know, as far as steps, because you're so out of shape, and keeping your brain and your mind at top mental capacity. That's why I've encouraged so many people to do so, because I'm getting more people now coming to the office in person, more than I ever have now, as far as down here in Florida. Because I always encourage people, you want to come over, stop by, say hi, cool. And I'm getting more people stopping by. I mean, it's almost on a daily basis now. We're having walk-in customers from all over the entire country now. And they stop in and say, hey. And they come in and they all have the exact same background standpoint when it comes to, what are we doing right now? Is this something that's okay? Are we okay with it? Or are we going to keep allowing this? And I think the answer is starting to become very, very clear, is if we're not okay with it, what are we doing about it next? Because clearly we're dealing with rogue elements, and it's reaching a point now to where you can't just sit back and be like, all right, well, this is happening, but it's okay here. They're slapping us in the face right now. And they're not even saying, whoopsie, my bad. They're slapping us in the face and they're laughing and saying, I got my Ukrainian flag. I just stole more money from you. This is so much fun stealing money from you. And the American population sitting there going, dude, I just paid $8 for a dozen of eggs. Really? This is okay with you? This is cool. You're cool with this. And the answer is, yeah, they are. Because they're on the take, they're compromised, and they're promoting the communist agenda through a rogue government element. And that's what we're witnessing right now, Doug. And it's, I think people are starting to get reading between the lines now.
Exactly. And, you know, folks would do well to become familiar with the release 2021, Pandora Papers. That gets into the corruption in Ukraine, for one. I haven't even begun Israel, because there's a boatload of corruption there. And by the way, there's a difference between God's, you know, Jews versus Zionists. But there is no difference of an infant or a child lying dead in rubble, whether it's on the side of, you know, Gaza, on the Gaza Strip, or in Jerusalem. There's no difference. It's still a dead child. And people, I think people have to really come to grips with the fact that, just like we bombed the crap out of Iraq, and how many Iraqis, innocent, hardworking Iraqis, did the U.S. kill in the name of, you know, freedom? Is there freedom? No. And how did that work out for us? Not too well. Afghanistan, not too well. So people, I think people have to really, in at least in my view, I think they have to really appreciate the fact that human life is precious, and that we are contributing to, I mean, hell, we're exporting abortion, you know, yeah. Infanticide. We're exporting all kinds of crappy stuff. But now, getting back to what you were saying, too, you know, I just said to somebody today, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Okay, which goes to healthmasters.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, go to healthmasters.com. Please do that for me. And if you're taking any other supplements right now, other than Health Masters, do me a favor. Try Health Masters. Try them. Because you're going to find their combinations. The multiple with the B, C as well, in addition to that, plus the purple sticks. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're going to find a great change, I believe, in your metabolism, your energy levels, and your overall health. So healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com while you're there. Listen to their Ted and Austin Brewer show, because you got more information, I think, in the last 10 minutes from Austin than other programs give you in an hour. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, absolutely. And so, again, you know, that's one of the reasons why we do what we do on the show, and we get the truth out there on a regular basis, and we try to do what we can with the supplements, with the Health Masters, and get everybody the highest quality supplements in the world. And so, again, this is why I encourage those to do what they need to do, to stand up for what they believe, to get the information out there on a regular basis and stay strong and healthy, and, you know, just continue to push for the fight and getting what's going on right now, because there's so many things that are happening, and that's why there's such a push to keep people blocked from the truth. And, you know, it seems like Jesus talks about it. He goes, light is in the world, but the world prefers darkness. A lot of times people don't want to have the light. They don't want to have the truth. They want to go on with whatever they're doing and continually stay in the dark and pretend that it's not happening and simply go, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I'll just ignore it. It's not happening. The problem is now it's at our front door now. I mean, we have one of the highest pharmaceutical drug intake countries in the entire world. I mean, we use more pharmaceutical drugs than almost every other country combined now. I mean, it's over, what, a $500 billion a year industry in the U.S. as far as big pharma. We have one of the sickest populations that's ever existed in the entire world as far as from a country that has this much wealth, this much education, this much scientific research, this much equipment, this much background, and yet the population continues to get sicker. And you got to ask yourself the question, why is that? Why is the population keep getting sicker, yet the healthcare industry is supposedly getting stronger and more advanced, and we're building on scientific research over the years? Well, it's because they want it to be that way. A sick community is a very easy community to control. Anybody that's ever been sick before, you caught the flu or you just nasty cold, you're on the couch for 3 or 4 days. What do you want to do? You don't do anything, bro. You want to sleep. You want to rest. You want to drink water. You want to not feel like crap. Period. That's where you're at with it. And so what happens is the banker boys and the pharmaceutical companies and medical industrial complex know that. If you keep people sick, you keep people completely and totally run down. You keep people out of touch with reality. You keep people completely just far-fetched as far as what's happening. You make them so sick, all they want to do is keep going to the doctor. They don't really ask them any questions. They're not concerned about any of this stuff. They just continue to go and make sure that everything they do goes along with the narrative. So again, that's why I encourage you to do your own research, get your high quality supplements, make sure you continue to stand up for what you truly believe and get the information out there to everybody and realize that, you know, your health is your responsibility. Your kids' health is your responsibility. You know, I was talking to a guy the other day, a friend of mine, an acquaintance, I know him fairly decent. And, you know, he's been fighting his weight and he's got a son now that's 6 years old. And they came over for, you know, a party with Hunter and his son was over here. And his son, to be quite frankly, his son's obese. He's 6 years old. And he's like over 100 pounds. I mean, I'm not a good 100 pounds. He's only six. And, you know, he's already getting gynecomastia. He's got an enormous belly on him. And I told his dad, I said, dude, your son's 6 years old, man. I said, well, I'll be flat out honest with you. I said, I'm not lecturing you how to be a father. I said, but you know, this is going to fight him the rest of his life. The fat cells that he's building right now, this age, especially if he carries them into puberty, he's going to have a very difficult time ever getting rid of them, especially because when people don't realize from a physiological standpoint, when a young child builds up enormous amount of fat tissue in their body at a young age, and then basically their hormones start becoming massively out of control because the fat actually starts producing hormones, it's estrogenic. And then when they go into puberty and they start producing testosterone and other hormones, a lot of the other hormones are blunted. They go, because testosterone and estrogen are antagonistic. Higher levels of estrogen block and decrease levels of testosterone. That's why it's so important for males to maintain high levels of testosterone and lower levels of estrogen. That's why I have stuff like the tribulus and the Tongat Alley. And we use the DIM estrogen control essentially to get that out there and brought the estrogen down so you can increase testosterone levels. And I told myself, when he gets into his, you know, puberty years and prepubescent years, I said, this fat's going to be almost impossible for him to keep off when he gets older, especially even if he's a teenager, he's an adult, and he starts training, exercising. It will be almost impossible for him to keep off because those fat cells are going to be ingrained throughout his hormonal changes in his prepubescent years. And a lot of people don't understand that. And so I said, he's going to fight this.
Didn't he follow the FDA food pyramid? I mean,
oh yeah, with eight servings of grains and breads every single day. Oh, I'm sure everybody's following that. That wants to make sure they maintain a nice, healthy amount of body fat. I mean, that's what they tell you to stay away from organic beef and chicken. That's bad. Bad. Don't eat organic beef and chicken. Highest quality food you can eat is Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms is really, really good for you. And watermelon. Watermelon and Lucky Charms. That's the healthy top food pyramid. Beef, eggs, butter. No. Don't eat organic beef. We don't want any healthy fats, natural creatine, or anything like that. No. That messes with your cholesterol. Because you know, your cholesterol needs to be around 150 is what they tell everybody now. Make sure we have zero healthy hormone production in the body. Cholesterol so low. This is something that is, again, another lie they put through the mainstream media. So I tell people, if you got really high elevated cholesterol, like 250, 260, change your diet. It's easy to keep up as far as maintaining a healthy diet with it. You throw the cholesterol X, throw the Hemlo in there, you'll get your cholesterol right within range. But again, when you're starting to see this now with these young children, these are things that they're going to fight forever. And so again, it's so important you get the truth out there on a regular basis and you continue to stay strong and healthy and make sure everything is going as well as you can, because it's not that difficult. You know, the kids that are 5, 6, 7 years old, they don't jump in your truck, grab your keys, grab your wallet, drive on down to the local grocery store, grab their cart, filling it up with soda, filling it up with cardboard cereal, filling it up with high fructose corn syrup Lunchables, filling it up with ice cream, a bunch of hormones in it from nasty milk. Then they check out, swipe your card, and drive home. And you go, man, I don't know how this food keeps showing up in my house. It just appears. Mike and the kid must be buying it. That's not how it's ever worked in any situation I've ever witnessed. And so, again, it's so important to make sure you're maintaining your overall health. There's another article up here that was talking about as far as with magnesium deficiency and why it's so important to maintain healthy magnesium. It was saying now that roughly 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. And they said magnesium deficiency may be responsible for more disease than any other nutrient. They said because magnesium deficiency is largely overlooked, millions of Americans suffer needlessly having symptoms treated with expensive drugs when they could be cured with healthy magnesium supplementation. One has to recognize the signs of magnesium, thirst or hunger on their own, since basically medicine is lost in its regard. Essentially, one of the main things you start looking for is that magnesium, one of the main symptoms it starts is it can be subtle. It's usually thirst. So you start having leg cramps because magnesium stored in tissue, start having foot pain, muscle twitches. I brought this up on our show the other day. I had a real good friend of mine and they were having issues with their eye twitching. It was really like light. You couldn't notice it, but they noticed it. Like, dude, my eye's twitching all the time. And I said, dude, here's some magnesium brain food. Every time you're like over here, we're working out. I was like, throw a scoop in it for the next couple of days. Dude, by the third day, no eye twitching at all, nothing, zero. And they even asked me, I was like, dude, but I feel like I'm getting better pumps in the gym. I said, because your body's getting fed magnesium, dude. I said, magnesium deficiency is not a joke. And the problem with it is checking magnesium on blood levels is very difficult because only about 1 or 2% stays rough around the muscle tissue. It usually is using the bloodstream, it's using the muscle tissue. And so what happens is people look at this stuff and they go, okay, I don't know what's going on. I've got restless leg syndrome. I'm having muscle spasms. I'm having fatigue. I'm having weakness with this. And so they go to the doctor. Well, then the doctor comes in and will start putting them on more pharmaceutical drugs, which in turn starts just masking the symptoms. Okay. So if you are just deficient in magnesium, now you're taking all these other drugs to try to cover up all these side effects you're having from lack of magnesium. And one of those two they talk about in detail in this article here, and I've talked about it so many times before, is that insomnia, anxiety, and panic attacks can also be symptoms of magnesium deficiency. And it says the symptoms essentially with nerves can cause issues where people are continually edgy, almost edgy or twitchy, feel like unsettled when they're magnesium deficient. And so again, what happens is people go to the doctor, they go, oh, I'm having insomnia, I'm having this anxiety, I just feel unsettled. Probably need a scoop or two magnesium every single day, magnesium brain food. Instead, They put them on what? Benzodiazepine, Xanax, which then caused a whole host of other side effects, which are unbelievably addictive. And so then they come in and they say, well, I'm having all these side effects from this drug. What do I need to do for this side effect now? And it just turns into this escalated mess that gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And so, again, that's why it's so important to really do your own research. And that's why we do it on our show. We have all these different articles on the website and all these different things that are constantly available for everybody to have access to free all the time. And so, again, we thank you for that continued support and getting the truth out there on a regular basis, Doug.
You know, I failed to mention that the articles that you have made available to people, you can, folks, go to healthmasters.com and go to the articles and look at what the media, what your own doctor is not telling you, because he or she can't tell you, forbidden by the AMA or whatever organization. But there's a lot of great information there, healthmasters.com. And I'm telling you, I do know, you speak about magnesium. I do know that that's helped a number of people that I know. Your magnesium, it's helped me immensely. So don't underestimate, listen to what he's saying. Don't underestimate the importance of proper magnesium levels, because it can really mess with a lot of things. And it's very difficult to test for. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're exactly right. That's one of the main issues as far as it's difficult to test for. And then the other one that comes into play too, that a lot of people are so deficient in, is the D3. And so that's what we talk about all the time. Make sure you're testing for D3 10,000 K2, because those things are continually being used in your body for the immune system. Now, D3 is fat soluble, so it stores up more. And they basically go in and you start looking at this stuff as far as why in the world do, you know, these doctors, again, not question anything and not do any blood tests and not look at things. And the answer is this: because they don't, either are not trained or they do not care, and they want to keep people continually dumbed down with what's happening. Because what you're starting to see here is this continual almost gaslighting with the pharmaceutical industry. And I saw this article that popped up here earlier. This came out yesterday, and it goes on here. This is the title of this article here, and it says COVID-19 vaccine protection among children plummets within months, the CDC study goes. And this is crazy. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more into this. You guys are going to see exactly what the CDC is doing again. And it says children who received the original COVID-19 vaccine have little protection against hospitalization just months after the vaccine, according to the CDC. Children initially have 52% protection against hospitalizations, but that estimated effectiveness plummeted to 19% just after 4 months, according to the research paper from the CDC. Now, here's the entire issue with this gaslighting and propaganda the CDC is coming out now. Children initially have 52% protection against hospitalization from COVID-19 after the vaccine. Why is that the basis on which the efficacy of a vaccine is now based, is who gets hospitalized after they get the vaccine from the virus? Aren't immunizations have always been the concept is you take the immunization to have a immunity against that virus, so that essentially if you're exposed to it, you don't contract it? We've now allowed the CDC and the FDA to come in and actually rewrite definition of the vaccine like they did during COVID, where the vaccine is no longer tested to prevent you from having the virus or building an immunity to the virus. It's being tested by saying it prevents X percentage from you being hospitalized once you contract the virus, meaning the vaccine's not a vaccine. It's not an immunization. It's a treatment to prevent you from being hospitalized, possibly after you get this shot that's got debilitating possible side effects. And then they come out and they say, oh, by the way, after 4 months, it only has 19% prevention of going to the hospital. So you know what the CDC's million dollar idea is now? You wouldn't believe this. You wouldn't possibly believe what the CDC is saying. We need to have continual vaccine boosters for children now to maintain their protection against hospitalization from the COVID-19 virus. Of course, it's science. It's science. So every 6 to 12 months, these children need to have a continual COVID-19 booster on the roster. So what you're saying is, in perpetuity for the rest of their life, if you want to prevent hospitalizations from a virus, that's got a 99.9997% survival rate in this age group of children, right? If you want to prevent that, you need to get a continual injection of RNA gene therapy into them on a yearly basis to make sure they're protected from going to the hospital. If nobody else questions that narrative, I don't know what the United States is happening anymore here, because quite frankly, this is some of the dumbest scientific literature I've ever seen proposed to the general population that so many people aren't even questioning, because a lot of people haven't even heard about this now. When the CDC came out and they said, we're putting this on the childhood shot schedule, and we're basically going to start promoting this shot for young children, even though there's virtually no death rate with children in COVID, but we're putting it on the shot schedule. Now the hospitalization rate has gone down because, you know, the protection from it. So now we need a shot in perpetuity. Dude, you just figured out what the entire plan was about it. It was add another shot to the schedule to keep these kids in the pharmaceutical world and add more and more crap, injected into them every single year to make them sicker and sicker and sicker. How do you keep the population subdued? You keep them dumbed down, you keep them sick, and you keep them subservient, essentially, so they're in the medical industrial complex for the rest of their life. That's the way you do it.
Yeah. It's a good business model. Well, yeah. Evil business model. But going after the children, in my view, is one of the most evil things that this group has done. Just destroying their God-given immune system. And oh my gosh, what else? You know, in addition to that. So, no, you're absolutely right. And I think more and more people now, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think more and more people are realizing that they've been had. But you still have some ideologues dug in on the, oh, well, it's science. Yeah, I'm on my sixth booster shot and proud of it. But man, you know, when you take your child, just like, if you take your child to a drag queen show, I mean, what are you doing to your children? The same thing with the shots. What are you doing to them? There's no consent there. It's just ridiculous, my friend. Right on the money.
No, that's exactly what it is. And that's the concept that you're starting to remove now with the entire aspect of informed consent that we've seen with all of these individuals now that are coming in and they're saying, hey, listen, you know, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to essentially have done is this is you have to get this shot. And there is no true informed consent, because if they truly informed the parents, they'd sit there and say, listen, these are all the potential side effects from the shot. These are the debilitating shot schedule side effects. And the parents, you have to read through all of them. We need you to read through every single one of these. We need you to go in and essentially initial beside all of these side effects that you know and you consent. These are potential side effects from this injection that we've seen in research and literature. They don't do that. They give you this big, long excerpt with little accept what we do, sign off on it. Nobody reads through it because it's written so lengthy and wordy that essentially nobody has the ability to do it. And they say, well, that was informed consent, even though they know 99% of the people are not going to have the time, energy, nor understand what they're reading through pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of documentation with these shots and their side effects. So they do that quick little excerpt. You sign this. You agree to it, informed consent, and then they go along with it. And so, again, this is why we really do what we do, and this is why we try to get the information out there every single day, because like stuff like this now, where now they're saying that it only has a 19% effectiveness against hospitalization with a COVID shot. So essentially, the best option that you can do is continue to inject your children every single month, every single year, every 6 months with these injections to try to keep them as healthy as possible. And that's one thing that I was so when I saw the article earlier, I didn't even really know what to say about it, because I was sitting there going like, wow, this is really, really what's happening. Also, too, there's another article that came out now. I was going to address it because I've had a lot of people ask me about this, and it's starting to become something where it's such a trend with so many different things. And it is discussed here. It says how wearables can impact your health. They said computers have become intimately tied to modern life, but has our relationship grown too close? And what's interesting about this is it's talking about how the wearables are computers worn on the body now. And they can be anything from rings to bracelets to glasses to the watches, electronic tattoos, all these different things. And what's interesting, it brings this topic up in here. and talks about how these medical biosensors that people are using to record, track, analyze, and there's no question about it. There's some things as far as, especially if you're a very tailored athlete and you're monitoring specific amount of caloric intake, you know, caloric exertion, and you're monitoring heart rate and different things you do with training. There's no doubt about it. Some of these wearables can be really, really effective, especially if you're, like you said, you're a very advanced athlete. But as you see now, it's not the advanced athletes that are the main consumers of this. It's the general population that wants to be constantly monitoring certain things to an extent. But what's really happening with this information? And this is something that I've talked about repeatedly. Not only are you producing enormous amounts of Wi-Fi radiation, we start wearing all these things where people wear a nonstop ring when they go to sleep and they wear their iWatch and then they got their AirPods on, then they have some other monitoring device and they're exercising. And these things are starting to reach a point now where most people don't even realize, A, they have to be all connected to the internet to be able to function. B, whenever they connect to the internet, all that information, all that data gathering that essentially is pulled in on you, it's sold. You consent to it every single time, every bit of time, all the time. And so these things are becoming constantly evolving to an extent where they want to monitor everything you do, not to mention they constantly track your location. Everybody's seen that now with the AirPods, the air tagging and all that. There's incidences where people have lost their AirPods, you know, in a car and they find out where somebody's in their car. Oh, yeah, bro, I drove over here to Tampa. My AirPods are in the car still. I found out where you're at. And this happens all the time. And so, again, you got to really ask yourself the question is how much of this stuff when it comes to privacy are people willing to compromise? That's why I tell people all the time. You know, make sure you're covering up your cameras on your phone if you're having private conversations, if you're on social media and stuff, because they record your face. When you're sitting there on your phone and you're looking at something, you're scrolling through him, they monitor everything you do. They monitor your pupil dilation. They monitor your smiles, your frowns, your looks on your face. They do all this stuff, and they do it so they can sell the information. They can build more marketing on you. And this is one of those things that you continually look at and go, okay, is this really something I want to continually go with? Is this something that I want to accept? Is this something that I really want to have in my lifestyle and have it recorded? Again, I'm not telling anybody what to do with it, but one thing they said now that's actually becoming a problem with a lot of these things is that they come in and they say they can be anxiety inducing. They said for a lot of the health benefits wearers claim to offer, there's also evidence that these devices are not so healthy. For example, all your personal data not only being sold, but it can also be overwhelming. They show that those studies show that health tracking can actually contribute to addiction, anxiety. I remember I talked to this kid one time and he was all into, you know, fitness and stuff. And he's telling me about, oh, yeah, my watch. He's like, I can monitor how many times a night I get up and exactly what my heart rate is at night while I'm sleeping. And I monitor this and this and this and this and this and this. And I was like, okay. I said, what are you doing with that data? He's like, what do you mean? I'm monitoring it. I said, okay, what are you doing with it? You know, are you data logging it? Are you monitoring what you do every single night because you're getting ready for a contest? You're getting ready for a competition. You're getting ready for the Olympics. You're trying to monitor X amount of sleep patterns, what you're doing, what certain patterns change based on what food or what drinks you intake later on in the evening, based on how much water you drink, stimulant usage. What are you doing with this data? He's like, why do I just monitor it? I said, for what? That's the question. For what? What are you monitoring it for? Well, I like to monitor. I like to know all these things. I said, okay, what are you doing with the information? How are you data logging it? And he couldn't answer me the question. He just kept, oh, I'm just monitoring it. I said, for what purpose? When you wake up in the morning, you go, oh, my heart rate got down to 61 beats per minute while I was sleeping. The night before, it only got down to 64 beats per minute. This is suspect. What's going on now? I need to know what's going on. Okay, what's going on? What was it before? 3 days before that? 5 days before that? Why are you concerned about it? Do you even understand what that means? Well, I'm just data logging it. What I'm getting at is that a lot of people are using this stuff and they have no idea what they're even using it for. And they're becoming needlessly addicted by making themselves feel like they're being healthier or being more involved in their lifestyle when they really are, just by monitoring into things that are really not that useful unless you're actually using them for things. You can be a lot more effective by cutting out high fructose corn syrup out of your diet, by going in and cutting out sodas out of your diet, by going in and cutting out all the processed, you know, hydrogenated oil and sucralose and aspartame out of your diet and start looking. Those are things you can monitor right now by making sure you're getting top tier quality supplements added into your diet on a regular basis. Those are things you can add, and those are things you need to be using on a regular basis to actually get in your system and taking high quality nutrients. But again, I'm just throwing it out there because this is what's being monitored all the time. More and more and more invasion of our privacy. It was funny, a couple of weeks ago, I went over to Sleep Number, and I'm not promoting them at all. I actually ended up not getting anything because about 11 years ago, I got a Sleep Number bed And it was great, actually. It was great. I liked it. I'd like to change settings on it. It was pretty cool. It was basic. You know, it had the remotes with it, had the pump with it. And essentially, I could adjust it. I had different memory foam on it, especially when I was training really heavy. I could go softer and harder on the bed, and it would basically different aspects of what I was training. And so I kind of monitored like that. Okay, when I'm training back day, I like it to be a little bit softer in my joints. I'm training this. And so I used it a little bit for that. And it was super easy. Literally, remotes, hand remotes, pumps, done. Well, I went back into the store a couple weeks ago, and so they had one there. I tried it. I liked it a lot. It was really comfortable, and I was like, okay, you know, what's the number on it? It was pretty expensive. It was one of their base model ones, though, but I was still like, okay, let me see what's going on with this. Well, then they start giving me all these terms and agreements, and then they want me to download this app. So I download this app. So I'm literally about to purchase the thing, and so I start downloading this app, and it says, you know, accept or decline the privacy things on this. And I was like, decline. Well, it kicked me out. And they said, well, you can't adjust your memory foam unless you have the app. I said, what do you mean? I can't give me a remote. They said, we can give you a remote. It's like another $100 for a remote. And I said, okay, that's fine. They said, but let you know, sometimes the remote has some problems. We really recommend you just do it on your app all the time. And I said, okay. And they said, and the remote won't work unless you have the app downloaded, by the way, just FYI. And I said, wait, what? I said, so even if I get the remote, I still have to have the app on my phone. They said, yes, they tie in with one another because they talk to each other. Well, then I look at this thing, and dude, the conditions on it, essentially, they want to be able to monitor my weight, my height, when I get up. They go through like a full data logging process on these smart beds now with memory, with the sleep number, essentially, and they blatantly tell you that all this data that they collect, they have a right to sell on you. And I said, bro, you're trying to sell the information about me trying to sleep. I said, I just want to go to bed peacefully. I don't need to be monitored while I sleep. I said, I'm old school with a lot of this. And so, again, this is what a lot of people don't ask questions anymore, because so many people are getting so acceptant of putting these things in their life and looking at things all on the regular basis where they just go, okay, this is the new normal. It's like the same thing we've talked about before. You know, where you've got this Alexa, people buy these Alexa devices in their homes and they record and monitor everything you say. And you can order stuff by talking on them, then find out a lot of the information that they have. They've recorded it. Then they find out people sent stuff to other people. Now they're using them in crimes to go in and start, you know, finding digital tracking of what people said in a room before, you know, domestic violence and stuff. And so again, it's just, I don't know. To me, when you start realizing the fact that these same people, that essentially are tracking your information and monitoring you are the same ones that tell you you need to take the COVID vaccine and that you need to take more pharmaceutical drugs and that you need to give more money to Ukraine. You kind of got to ask yourself the question on how long do you want to keep going along with the lie and supporting it, or how long do you want to actually ask questions and do your own research on it? That's my biggest stance to, I think, everybody right now is essentially, what kind of American are you? Are you going to be standing up for freedom and rights, or are you just going to parrot what you're constantly told to parrot because your pastor that essentially has been lied to and your congressman that is lying to you and everybody else in between is lying to you? You're just going to go along with what they say because, well, they told you that's what you need to think. Just my stance on it.
You know, that goes right along with, I don't know, was it last? I guess it would have been last week, the week before, I don't know. I was really surprised by the number of people who have, for example, Ring doorbells.
Oh, yeah.
And how easily accessible the footage from the Ring doorbells is to a police department. Okay, now, again, it can be good, all right, but that's not where it ends. If it ended there, well, even if it required a warrant, which it didn't, but if it did, then okay, I can see some value there. But the invasion of privacy certainly outweighs anything else, and I'm more in favor of the old school shoe leather investigation than I am on relying on electronics. However, it does have its place. But again, the invasion of privacy that I don't think people really get how the fact that you could be sitting in your home and your television is lit. You know, Alex Jones said this years ago, and he was mocked and ridiculed about it. The bottom line here is, there is really no privacy left unless you're in the middle of a densely wooded forest by yourself without any electronics. It just doesn't exist. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly where it's starting to go up here now. And this is why, you know, so many times we're starting to see individuals that, you know, are realizing that sometimes, you know, you just got to get out of the narrative. You got to stop, you know, as far as you can get out of this and start questioning everything you're constantly being told. And this is where we really, you know, start stepping in and saying, this is what we're going to do. And this is what we're going to stand up for. And so again, that's why I really appreciate all the customers at Health Masters. I support the Hagman listeners, everybody that's really coming forward now and starting to stand up. This is what we need to stand up for. This is what we need to stand up to. And this is why it's so important to maintain your health, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, and keep getting the truth out there. Because I think once we start building communities more, and this is why, like, we got back in, even though I'm not a big proponent of social media, we started back the team_healthmasters with the Health Masters on Instagram. And so we'd be getting all these comments on there with people asking questions and sending DMs and basically writing comments on the products and getting the truth out there. And so I really, really appreciate all the engagement in the community now that's starting to come together with your show, with our show, with everybody in between, because, you know, this isn't a one man fight anymore. And I think a lot of people got that big fat reality check kicked right in the face when we saw the election blatantly stolen in 2020 and what happened and ensued after that. And that's one thing I told a lot of people after it happened. I said, one thing about this now, you realize nobody's coming to save you as far as in the government. There is no political solution to this anymore. The government has gone completely rogue. The individuals, majority of them that are involved in it, because the problem with the republic, and this is what you start witnessing now, where it turns in this aspect of a democracy, not a republic, is once these groups become compromised enough, they only need about 60% of the people to be compromised to overlap the remaining 40%, which is what they're doing now. And that's essentially a democracy, because a republic is a true government by the people. When you start having a democracy, 51% can vote to hang the other 49%. And that's what you're watching right now, is that's what they're doing, where they're pushing these things through. And we've got these unbelievably compromised individuals like our speaker down in Congress. That piece of garbage, like, I don't even know. Golly. I mean, he gave the whole farm away last week. And for nothing. I mean, for nothing. I mean, $100 billion, a tenth of $1 trillion we're taking a loan on now to give to other countries so they can do their own support of their own border, allegedly, but zero funding to support our own borders. And in fact, we earmarked $3.5 billion to go now to the State Department to fund more illegal immigration in this country. And, you know, you can't make this stuff up anymore, Doug. You can't make it up any more than this.
You know, when you mentioned the movie Civil War, and before I ask this question, folks, after you get done listening and watching this broadcast, I would really appreciate, go to healthmasters.com and make sure you stock up on your nutritional supplements. From the bottom of my heart, I ask you to do that because I care about you. More importantly, we can't afford to lose listeners, okay, and viewers, because, you know, we only have 6 now. So, and if it gets down any lower, you know, now I'm kidding, but the fact is, you mentioned top tier supplements. This to me is one of the highest tier nutritional supplements out there. I've seen the photographs and a little bit of video of the processing of this, and it's like a high security. I mean, it's just incredible the processing of these supplements and how they do it. I was really impressed by it. So this is not your Walmart, your CVS or whatever Walgreens supplement. This is the best of the best, I believe, in terms of nutritional supplementation. So please do me a favor and make sure you're stocked up on it or you're taking it. If you haven't, try it. And if you are, get more. And that's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. But I want to ask you this. Civil War, you mentioned. I feel, okay, I played a clip by Dan Bongino before you came on, and he was talking about there's something really evil out there, and something really evil going on, and demons and such. And in fact, folks, the other clips that mention that and some other things will be in the today's program description. as well as the link to Health Masters. But what are your spidey senses telling you? What's your gut telling you over the next few months, maybe into November, into next January? What are you feeling here? Are we gonna lose our republic, or are we going to have to fight for it? And by fight, I mean, yeah, fight. Like, you know, with guns and knives and break things and kill people. I'm asking the question, not promoting it, asking it. Or something else. What are you thinking?
Oh, dude, there's definitely no question about it. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball as far as what's about to occur next. But I can tell you right now, the aspect of a lot of Americans that are not happy with what's happening is blatantly obvious. And I mean, on top of that, you now have these certain cities that are starting to fall into full chaos. You've got LA, you've got patches of New York, you've got Chicago, you've got factors of them that the crime is getting so rampant. I've talked to people that live up there and around there and have been traveling there back and forth. And some of these areas are horrific as far as the crime. And primarily it's because they're allowing it. The DA and these judges are allowing this stuff, almost incentivizing it by people that are committing serious crimes to come in now and say, we don't have anything basically at all as far as it to do. These people could just come in, get zero bond, and be allowed to go out. And so again, this is what's happening now, where you see this happening and there's nothing being done about it. And so again, people are going to start reaching a point in these areas where they're either going to move out, or you're going to start seeing people handle things, but bring things into their own hands. Because at the end of the day, everybody has a right to live freely. Everybody has a right to travel freely, unmolested on their way. And anybody that says otherwise, that somebody may have a right or the ability to come in and start coming in and making all these different threats and actions and violent acts towards people, they have a right to do so. And essentially, you've got to just wait till the court handles it. That's not true at all. Especially down here in the state of Florida, this great state, we have proved time and time again that everybody has a right to defend themselves. Nobody has a right to come in and start doing what they want and terrorizing people and, you know, vandalizing property and making threats to people. Nobody has a right to do that. And so again, this is something that's very serious. And this is something that I really want to encourage people to get the truth out there on a regular basis and start understanding that if it is to be, it's up to you. Start exercising, start training, get your health in order, get your magnesium levels up, get your D3 levels up, get your vitamin C levels up, keep staying strong and healthy and operational, and continue to get the truth out there. And if you need anything, contact us at Health Masters, and be sure to use the HR5 coupon code as well on any of the products that you need at healthmasters.com.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the promo code. HR5 for 5% off any non-saleable items. I mean, restrictions do apply. They've got to make some money. And by the way, they do support this platform. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all of the information that Ted Nossenbrower give. And if you have not heard their show, please tune in to their show. It's on the upper right-hand side of their landing page, homepage. And you can dig down into the archives, which some of the shows are just, well, all of them are good, but some are just knockout, holy cow, talk about great information. By the way, to what you said, and people may not know this yet, a mistrial was declared on that Arizona rancher that was killed, or that was accused of killing an illegal criminal, okay, who was armed, by the way. And that was Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly, 75 years old, and he shot at one of the armed invaders, killing him. The mistrial was declared. There was one juror that really prevented a not guilty verdict that resulted in a mistrial. The majority of the people on the jury wanted him acquitted, one holdout for a guilty verdict, hence the mistrial. And the Mexican government is pushing the U.S. to refile, or to, you know, go at him again. And by the way, I do encourage jury nullification. I do encourage rogue jurors in cases like this. We've got to know that no one is coming to our aid, like you said. So all of that said, in the remaining minute we've got, folks, Health Masters, they're your answer to your needs for daily Well, just to keep you up and running, Health Masters, healthmasters.com. Austin, 30 seconds.
Thank you, my friend. Absolutely. And I continue to encourage people to get the truth out there and start, you know, having some, you know, reflective thought. I talked to a buddy of mine about that the other day. Is, you know, one of the reasons why people train, they stay strong and active, is because you get ready for situations that haven't happened yet. But so when they do happen, you can be ready for them. So start thinking about that predictively and kind of saying, okay, what am I going to do and how I'm going to handle it and go from there.
Brother, I thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you hung with me after the technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Best to your family. We love
you. Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day. All right, folks.
Thank you.